a bunch of these development deals have multiple exit ramps, meaning you can go and buy the land and then you can get it entitled, meaning it'll tell you how many units you can build and you can sell it then and increase the value. You can take it a step further and get some final approvals, and that'll take it a step further and get you a higher exit payday. You could sell to one of these national builders, and they're always looking for land to build on. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. All right, welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. I appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, today we're going to be talking about build-to-rent communities. And why would we be talking about this? Because today we just sent a couple million dollars to one of our partners to close on a piece of land in just outside of the Charlotte area where we're going to be building 96, maybe a little bit more. I think we might get to 105, but right now the approvals are for 96 build-to-rent townhomes. Now, this is an interesting trend that we're seeing in real estate where a lot of institutional money is flowing into these types of projects right now. And why that's important is because you have fads and you have trends. And I think it's important to make the distinction that sometimes fads are kind of come and go. And then you have these other types of projects that are going to stay, right? And important because as you start to see a lot of institutional money flow into these deals, then you can see kind of the trends nationwide. So obviously we have inflation right now that's driving rents up. You have cash-strapped millennials that are the largest population group walking the United States right now, and they tend to be cash-strapped because they have a bunch of student debt. They have a lot of credit card debt. They are still renters, but they also are now willing to pay a little bit of a premium for a newer house, maybe with a yard, with a put the kids in the backyard, the dog, etc. And that's why we're participating in this next deal. So 96 units, ground up development. Yes, expenses are up for labor. Yes, expenses are up for material, but the metrics are just that, right? We know what rental rates are going to go for. We know what we can get today. Inflation will probably drive them higher by the time we are starting to lease up. And those people that are going to be in there and renting will get us a nice stabilized value. So we just spent about $3 million on the land. We have some underground utility costs and some horizontal construction that'll be done over the next 6 months, and then we'll be able to go vertical. What I like about development deals like this, and Travis and I did our first one years ago, and that's, by the way, his background. Travis used to do underground utility and kind of the water, sewer, running big machines. That's when we met 11 years ago. That's what he was doing. So we have some experience in this, right? And it's a great project because you have multiple off ramps. So as you guys know, we're anti-volatility. We want to make sure that we have multiple exit strategies. This particular project and a bunch of these development deals, frankly, have multiple exit ramps, meaning you can go and buy the land and then you can get it entitled, meaning it'll tell you how many units you can build and you can sell it then and increase the value. You can take it a step further and get some final approvals, and that'll take it a step further and get you a higher exit payday. You could sell to one of these national builders, right? And they're always looking for land to build on. Maybe it's pulled back a little bit because of higher interest rates right now, and some people are sitting on a lot of land. But in these Class A areas, right, in the Charlottes and Atlantas and things like that, they're always going to be looking to purchase because the metrics are there as rents increase. So this particular project, we're going to get the entitlements down. We'll go get the underground utility put in, right, curbs, roads, utilities, sewer, water, all that stuff. And then you can sell it after that. Or you can take it vertical and then you can sell it before you lease it up. Or you can lease it up and get it stabilized and cash flowing and sell it at stabilization or refinance and continue to keep it, which is probably what we'll do. But again, the market will dictate that in the next 18 to 24 months. So build to rent communities, I think, are a great opportunity. A lot of people are talking about it. And the reason is because there is a housing shortage for this age group, for the millennial bracket, and they're willing to pay a little bit more, sometimes 10-15% above what market rent is for a already built community versus one of these newer built communities. So we're really excited about the opportunity. We like the fact that we have multiple exit strategies, as we like to with most of our projects. And, you know, so it's going to be about a $3 million land and entitlement cost, and then it's another $8 million or so to build it. So $11 million total equity. It'll cost about $25 million in total to do the cost, total cost of that. So we'll get some bridge loans, and after 18 to 24 months, we get it stabilized, we'll refinance it, and we'll keep that project, probably be able to return a couple million dollars out of the refinance once it's stabilized to the fund, where we can go and recycle that cash and put it back to work. So yeah, really interesting project. We have some great partners that live in and around the Charlotte area that are going to be doing the ground up construction. We have people on our team that have a massive amount of construction background, more so than just us, building literally, you know, a couple million square feet over their career. And yeah, we see a great opportunity for it. So I thought we would just jump on here today because it's closing day. We bought the land, we wired some money, and now the process starts to where we're going to go get the entitlements. So what that means is, you know, we'll go in front of the planning board, we'll go back and forth, and we'll say, this is how we're going to situate it. This is how many parking spots. This is where the water sewer is going to go. This is, you know, just elevations and all that good stuff. And then once we break ground, we'll be able to get into the pre-lease phase. And what I like about townhouse communities, unlike just one massive building, is they're in typically blocks of four or six or eight. And that means you could finish one, move to the next, and then start leasing that one up right behind it. So it gives us a good opportunity to create cash flow while we're building, unlike some other projects. So yeah, build to rent. Check it out. Do some research on it. If it's something that you're interested in, make sure you're going and signing up for our investor club. Our fund is for accredited investors only, but we have a lot of deals in the pipeline, this being one of them, and then multiple things coming down the pike as well. So get signed up. If you're finding value from the podcast, obviously like it, share it, write me a review. I'd super appreciate it. So thanks for tuning in, guys. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.